is called Orzo Flash. It is a paper production company, but it's also incorporating in the basic work that they do, i.e. making paper, a commitment to dealing with the huge problem of youth unemployment in our country. Let's welcome then Raiza Bulbulia, who is CEO, founder, what should I call you? Good afternoon, Raiza.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Founder.
Founder of Orzo Flash. What made you want to get into making paper?
I have a calling, I think. It is to do sustainable things.
Right.
And paper is one of the big things that we can do better in our societies. We can use paper without feeling bad about it. So it's really one of the things that I feel passionate about and I like to play around with manufacturing.
If you were to cross over to my side of this huge table, you would see a huge amount of paper, which we do try to recycle. Tell us a little bit, though, what are you doing differently? Because some of the paper-making companies are real giants, aren't they? They've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I would assume if you come into that space as a smaller entrepreneur, you've got to be nimble, you've got to be innovative. What have you tried to do to give you that kind of edge?
So on our end, the paper itself is made from a pulp, a mm-hmm. sustainable pulp. It's made from waste, essentially.
Right.
It's other people's junk, their biodegradable waste, anything like that, that we then make into a pulp. And then from that pulp, we produce our paper. So it's different from the commercial paper, which is made from wood pulp. So we are trying to go more green and do it the sustainable way.
So just looking at the notes you sent us about yourself and your journey, you've done a whole lot of things. Orzo Flash, you've been an events company. You have been involved in supplements, a Perlemoon farm, which is not that similar to paper, selling by a sneaker platform and so on. It seems like ideas come to you all the time. You implement them. Did you grow up in an entrepreneurial family? What got this ticking in your head?
My mom is an entrepreneur, I suppose.
Right.
She runs her own business, so maybe it's in the family. But I don't believe in one revenue stream, in one revenue income, even for a business. It's not sustainable in the best way. So we try and branch out into different things. We test new technologies. That's the base of it. We test the new technologies in different sectors, in different industries, and we get to see what we play around with and what works and what doesn't work.
One of the things I mentioned at the start, and you've made this prominent in everything you've told us about yourselves, you're very conscious of giving young people a chance, in particular young girls. How do you go about that? Because presumably, while you're wanting to train people and skill them, you've got a business to run, you've got orders to fill.
Yeah, so we try first and upskill. So at the moment, we have 6 ladies that have just joined us. So we'll be doing their training up until the end of September, and then they will join us. We'll absorb them fully. They'll become fully permanent with us, and they'll then have the skills that they'll need to actually do the job. So sort of we give you the training, and then you'll join us as a permanent employee.
Let's go back to where we started with the paper. You talk about making paper, but in your mind and in your practice, very much focused on issues of sustainability. What's the market for that? Do you think there are a large and hopefully growing number of South Africans, and maybe you look beyond our borders, who actually do care about how their product, the products they buy are made?
So I think it does make a difference. And globally, the paper's had more traction than it's had in South Africa, which is great. But I'm waiting for the South African public to make a decisive choice to say, I choose to use the better product, the more sustainable product. And we can only get that right with awareness and talking about it, I suppose.
Well, Raiza, thank you so much for coming through. It's great to have you as a finalist on the 702 Small Business Awards brought to you by MTN. Raiza Bulbulia is the founder of a company called Orzo Flash, and we've spoken mainly about one aspect of a company that does a whole range of things. But we wish you luck in your endeavors, and we wish you luck in the Small Business Awards competition.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Right. You can still nominate a small business that's doing big things. Go to primemediaplus.com to submit.